From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Norbert Hofer has lost his bid to become the first Austrian leader from the political right since World War II. Hofer has conceded the second-round election to independent Alexander van der Bellen.
I think it is a historic day for Austria for several reasons. For the first time, a presidential election had to be repeated. And it was not just a repetition. In fact, it was a new election.
Alexander van der Bellen, the winner in Austria, newspaper headline described the election as the election of hate, reflecting pent-up frustrations among Hofer's rightist supporters and the fear and bitterness among leftist detractors. Italian Premier Matteo Renzi says he is resigning after voters Sunday turned down a constitutional change that would have cut Italy's bureaucracy and made the country more competitive. He conceded defeat after exit polls showed his proposal losing by a margin of about 60% to 40%. His opponents, called the Five Star Movement, were hoping to tap into the populist anti-European Union sentiment that has been gaining ground in Europe. They are now poised to govern Italy. New Zealand Prime Minister John Key announced Monday that he was resigning after 8 years as leader. Key has been widely expected to contest his fourth general election next year. He said he wanted to leave while he was at the top of his game. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning. The burial came after 9 days of official mourning across the island. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's transition team is downplaying the significance of the president-elect's telephone conversation with President Tsai Ing-wen of Taiwan. No U.S. president or president-elect has had such a conversation with a Taiwan leader since the late 1970s, when the U.S. recognized the mainland's One China policy that regards the self-ruling Taiwan as one of its provinces. Vice President-elect Mike Pence Sunday called it a courtesy call. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump sternly warned American businesses Sunday that if they move their operations overseas, they could face a 35% tax if they try to sell their products back in the United States. He also widened his search for Secretary of State, that coming after high-profile meetings with four of the top candidates failed to yield a decision last week. Trump's aide, Kellyanne Conway, told reporters in New York Sunday that the president-elect has a very full slate of meetings set to begin Monday to fill the remaining cabinet positions. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani met Sunday with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the sidelines of the Heart of Asia Peace Conference in India. The two leaders discussed bilateral and regional issues. Mr. Ghani told the conference that the Taliban insurgency in his country would not survive without support from Pakistan.
Some still provide sanctuary in support or tolerate these networks. As Mr. Kakasada, one of the key figures in the Taliban movement, recently said, if they did not have sanctuary in Pakistan, they would not last a month.
Pakistani Foreign Ministry official Sartaj Aziz said the security situation in Afghanistan is complex and it is simplistic to blame one country for the recent upsurge in violence. Remarks by the U.S. Secretary of State Sunday are being quickly interpreted by Israeli media as undiplomatic. John Kerry told a generally pro-Israel audience at the Brookings Institution that Israel is heading to what he called a place of danger because of its policies toward the Palestinians.
I do believe that Israel, because of decisions that are being made on a daily basis, quietly and without a lot of people seeing them, or fully processing the consequences, is heading to a place of danger.
Kerry characterized the long-stalled peace process as moving in the wrong direction. The Syrian government army has ordered rebels in Aleppo to leave the city or face death, but the rebels say they will not leave, even though their top commander has been wounded. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.